The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
This is your baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Are we really doing the intro?
Griffin, don't sell yourself short. Baby brother and mouth sounds aficionado.
Okay, but it's just like, I sometimes say things when we're like scrambling to think of an introduction. And then there's an earned period of astonished silence.
Yes.
And then we decide to do something else. But you guys are sure you want this one?
Well, Griffin, why don't you walk it out, take this horse out for a trot, and see how she gallops.
Let's hop in. Let's check out the mileage on this bad boy. I was just telling the fellas.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot going on. Oscars, politics, and this is the one we decided to do.
Yeah, roll it out.
Other ones aren't funny. This one's funny.
Well, I got this new mouth noise I can make that I just found out about.
Let's hear it.
And you know, I've made such a big deal out of it now that I'm almost certain I'm not going to be able to do it again. Ooh. And that's going to be hugely embarrassing for me.
Oh, but, absolutely.
All right, here goes nothing.
Now, Griffin, as you pointed out before we started recording, this is an audio medium. Could you describe visually what we might be seeing watching you?
Well, it would be impressive. You'd see just sort of my left cheek convulsing wildly as I created a sort of meat slap sound of my cheek against. Nope. See, it's hard to do it sometimes.
Now, Griffin, if you were doing Foley, what would you say that this sound is? Because I would say that this sound is recreating perhaps a nude person with a penis skydiving.
Yeah, just sort of flipping and flapping around in the wind.
Yeah,
Juice, that might be.
This is it, isn't it, guys? This is the last thing to joke about. We've joked about all the other things. We've done jokes about all other things.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last thing we haven't done jokes about.
It says right here, 499. Then it just says Griffin mouth sound.
Yeah. I mean, it might be Juice, but can I say something? That sounds like the jealousy talking that you can't.
No, it seems like this is the end of it.
Justin,
like,
can you see the mouth sounds?
I gotta say, Juice, green's not a great color on you, bud. Nope, that's not it at all. Nope, that's not it either.
I can come kind of hum and whistle at the same time.
No, that's not anything. We've done that one before. Episode 302 is all about Travis's whistling noise. Justin learned how to do that funny clicking noise back in 103. Like, this is the last sound. Justin's got a point here.
I'm not saying it's the last sound. I'm saying this is the last
joke.
This is the last one. Mm. And I mean, it's not even. We used a lot of our best material early on, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But this is it.
Yeah. I think it sounds like the inside of a cat while it's purring. You know what I mean? Like, if you can really hear in it.
Or maybe a thin steak in front of a high-powered fan.
That's a good one, yeah. Or like, yeah, that's probably what it is.
Well, okay, wait, Griffin, I'm gonna set it up like this is an old-timey radio drama.
Sure.
And you just cue the noise when you think I'm setting you up. You ready?
All right.
Yeah, it
Justin,
looks like
if you hold on, and Justin, if you want to play along in the bit too, and play in the space with your two brothers who are out on the playground and having a lot of fun together.
My mouth hurts. I have a sore on my mouth. Okay,
we've all got fucking sores on our mouths, Justin.
You can be maybe the femme fatale in this radio drama I'm creating.
Just play.
Okay.
We just want to fucking play with you, dude, because you're our brother and our co-host.
Okay, all right. Let's get the drama started. Okay. I'll do the opening narration. Okay. Well, starting out like any other day in my detective office that I have, and I propped my feet up on the desk, and there he was in the doorway making a sound that sounded like this.
I can't do it if I'm smiling.
No, okay, Justin. I'm sorry. Hey, pause, time out real quick.
I just ramped up to it, Trav.
I know, but Justin, maybe you've never listened to radio dramas before. Rarely is the Foley set up as, now listen to a character make a noise.
That's actually bullshit. There's a lot of those radio dramas where it's like, and the clumping of hooves was very loud, and it was this.
That's fair, Justin, but you've proved my point, because what you did not say is, then someone walked in making a sound like the clomping of hooves.
No, they were making this sound. My newest client at Slim Leeds Detective Agency.
Ooh, I like
which
that.
Which is, if you let me get to it, that's was good. The good name of it. And that was my next client. So let me please pick the audio drama back up. And yes, this is going to last the entire episode before you ask aloud.
If you can say something about like wet jerky to establish the sound, I think that would be good.
Hey, can I see if I can do it with my right cheek?
Yeah.
Nope, I can't.
No, that's much more of a broken down jalopy.
Can we start doing the show? Is that enough
intro? Travis, if Griffin making these bizarro horse noises is making the hair on the back of your neck stand up, we call that NASMR.
Oh no, that's good, the last shit, joke. Man. That was the last joke. If one might even call it that.
So there he was making this sound, see, with his voice. And he said, I have a case for, well, no, you would say to Slim Leeds.
Hey, I've got a case for you. I do, hold on. And my dog is sick.
And also, hey, I'm here, the guy who set up the radio drama. I guess I'm sweeping the floor
Trav,
outside
so
the hallway.
Actually, we've been talking to the casting director on this one.
Yeah,
and this
but I'm
happens,
the casting director.
Sure, but this happens a lot in this business, is that you got boxed out a little bit.
Damn it. I can't believe I cut myself out of this.
It's your look, honestly, Trav. Yeah, it's just not right for this one. We had Justin come in, and sometimes an actor just really takes
because he was supposed to play the femme fatale, and he took over. I was going to be the detective.
He took over. Yeah, yeah. He's got the look.
Yeah.
What were these two talking about? I couldn't make a hill of beans out of
so it. In it as he a, is in he's it. He's so fucking in it.
I didn't know what this had to do with me, but I could smell mystery was a case.
Good.
Oh. So what brings you to Slim Leeds, huh? Cigarette.
Hey, what's our first question?
Here's my first question. Thanks. What brings you in? What's the case? I'm ready to get cracking.
You know, in retrospect, I don't think I sent out the questions.
Tough guy, huh? Playing tough.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to send out a few questions. Here's my first one.
Ah, you just punched me in the mouth. That's not a question at all.
Yeah, a little chin question. And you? The smart looking one over there.
You're giving me a hug.
Now I'm hugging you again.
Oh, I feel better.
It's less threatening now.
Oh, I feel
better.
Yeah,
see? Unconscious guy on the floor. Snap out of it. Oh, the noise persists.
Hey, it's me, the plumber. I got a call about your pipes making a funny noise.
Can't do it anymore. I formed a callus on my cheek that's made it impossible to make the noise. I'm going to read the first question, if Justin does.
I don't have the questions.
I just sent them.
There's a lively security officer at my office who walks around and has a rhyming nickname for everything, like Mrs. Brown from downtown or Mr. John who's rocking on. I got too depressed by this person to continue with the great character of Slim Leeds, but Slim Leeds will return later in the podcast at some time.
That's a breakout. We might have to do a spinoff.
When they come up to me, they just say, hey, Zach, I don't have any beef with the security officer, and I've been here for over 6 months. What can I do to get a great nickname? That's from default name in D.C.
Yeah, there's not a lot of words that rhyme with Zach.
Yep.
Hey, Zach Jack Nicholsack.
Here comes a sack full of Zach snacks. There's a lot of good ones that you could do. So you want this? You want this to happen to you?
Hey, you want this?
You
want
to be Nutzak? Like, you want that?
Why, Griffin? Why would that be it? The other one are Mrs. Brown from downtown and John who's got it going on and Nutzack.
He clearly doesn't like you. So, like, he's if you say, hey, I want a nickname too, he's going to be like, okay, Nutzack. And then he's gonna give you Nuggy. And that's not going to be any good. I don't know why you would want that. I don't. I had a gym teacher that called me Macaroni. And I fucking hated that dude.
That hurts, dude.
Yeah.
I used to get that. Yeah. It's the worst.
I think that this security guard has come up with mnemonic devices to remember people that he thinks or they think are shady.
Huh.
So maybe Zach just seems like a real upstanding individual and the security guard's not worried about remembering anything about Zach.
Or he's the only Zach. Zach, and he's not, I don't want to call you Zach, the only Zach.
Right.
The prime Zach.
That either one of those are great nicknames. If I was called Zach, the only Zach, I would love that.
That'd be good.
It would be good.
There's a lot of, and you know what, Zach? You really should count your blessings because there's probably a lot of people that can't even, that aren't eligible for this treatment. Pour exemple, there's a Philip. What are you going to do with that?
Yep.
Here comes Philip.
Fill up the tank.
There's nothing that you can do with that. So, like, you should at least celebrate that you could one day earn a Nutzack.
Hey, Griffin, did my microphone cut out when I said fill up the tank? I'm just making sure because I thought that was a really good one and you didn't acknowledge it at all. And I thought maybe my microphone might have gone staticky for a minute.
No, I just didn't think it was funny.
Fill up the tank, right? Because it sounds like you would fill up a tank.
It might just be a brain thing that I've got going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Zach Braff.
Now, maybe it is Zach Braff. Zach Braff, did you write us a question?
That's why he doesn't need a nickname, because it would be absolutely wild to think that he wouldn't instantly recognize the star of Alex Inc. and Scrubs.
Yeah. Hey, can I fucking lay it out on the line for you here, Zachary? You don't know his name. You wicked don't know the security officer's name, or else you wouldn't have called him this security officer. So that's for damn sure.
Okay, Griffin, though, counterpoint. Zach wouldn't have written an email that was like, hey, there's this guy Ted who doesn't know my name.
He's not gonna dox this poor fool.
But they'll be so cavalier about Ms. Brown from downtown. I'm just saying you don't know the security officer's name. If you do, say their name is Craig. You can just be like, Craig to the bitter dregs. And then, like, you know that he is, that you're safe to play with.
Oh, so maybe you're going to initiate play.
You got to start the play in a safe, comfortable place so that Craig feels safe to play.
I like that.
Hey, can I do a Yahoo?
I wish you would.
This one was sent in by Emma Kant. Thank you, Emma. It's Yahoo Answers user Noah who asks, is Buzz Aldrin allowed to climb into the exhibits in the Air and Space Museum? If Buzz Aldrin wanted to go to the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. and climb into the original Apollo 11 capsule that they have on display, could the museum staff stop him? Regular people can't do this in museums, but he's the whole reason it's in the museum in the first place. This question also applies to other situations. Like if Leonardo da Vinci was alive and he went to the Louvre, took the Mona Lisa off the wall and walked out with it. Could he do that?
Okay, now these are two different questions.
These are two different questions.
Wildly different questions.
Unless once Buzz Aldrin got inside the Apollo 11 capsule and he blasted off with it, out of the museum to take it to his backyard where he would charge children $5 to climb inside and experience a space adventure. I don't think that that's the same thing, though.
Now, could Buzz Aldrin go in and just take a moon rock?
That's a...
This is my gift to you. I'm going to take this back
now.
I'll hold my
moon rock for a while. Uh-huh. But I need it for a project at school.
Was that an option? Do you think that he had, like, one for them and... They had like another one bulging out of his space pocket, and he's like, "No, this one's for Buzz. I want to keep this weird moon rock for myself."
Okay, first of all, Justin, Buzz Aldrin would swallow it if he was trying to smuggle it. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Second, and that's how he became Moon Man.
Now,
the great hero.
This is the here's why I think these are two wildly different questions. Because if Leonardo da Vinci was alive today, I think he could do whatever the fuck you wanted.
Yeah.
Right? He's Leonardo da Vinci, maybe a zombie, but at the very least, he's Leonardo da Vinci and he's like 800 years old or whatever.
Right.
Right? Buzz Aldrin.
He's only 90, so.
Right.
Nice try.
I don't think, like, do you think, like, say, Tom Banksy, the street artist, walked into your museum and said, "That's mine. Give it back."
No, okay, but this is foolishness, and I'm going to curtail it right now because we're not talking about stealing. I've been to the Air and Space Museum. It's pretty radical. You go there, you see these big spaceships, and there's only like one of them that they let you actually like get in.
Yes, and it doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't fucking go anywhere. You can't touch the steering wheel or the go pedals. Like, it's dog shit, but whatever. Like, it's the closest you get to that big, beautiful, starry sky. But if you're Buzz Aldrin, and it's your, essentially, space car that you drove to outer space and landed on the fucking moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I do not see, okay, putting aside the question of legality, is there anyone working at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum that would have the fucking gall to say, "Hey, Buzz Aldrin,
get out
of the rocket ship, Buzz"?
No, and I can tell you right now, all Buzz Aldrin would have to do is to say, while looking in the eye of this person, "I'm allowed to do this.
I can do this. Smithsonian said I could do this."
And you would say, I don't even think you would need to invoke the name of Smithsonian. I think you could just say, "I'm allowed to do this." And no living human being would say, "No, you're not, Buzz Aldrin.
I'm sorry. I'm not stealing it. I left my wallet in here back in like 1969 when I plonked this shit down on the lunar surface." So like,
bad news, you little dipshit. I gotta go back. I promised the moon lords. Oh, I didn't. Shit, I should have mentioned that. Actually,
yeah. I checked now, the book out from the moon library, and I need to return it.
The fines are piling up. You could use any excuse, and that's why you don't have to use any. I don't think, because they're just gonna assume you have moon books that you need to return or something like that.
Yeah, they're just gonna assume you got a hankering for some moon chow.
We are telling a lot of fun jokes about the moon and space right now, but I do not believe there's somebody working at that museum that would tell 90-year-old Buzz Aldrin to get the fuck out of the spaceship.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you are gonna need to see ID, right? Because you probably have a grip of old men trying to get in that rocket all the time. You are going to need a CID on that.
I'm Fuzz Aldrin.
I heard you. Haunted Doll Watch.
Hi, Haunted Doll Watch.
What do you think about that?
I feel good about it.
It's been a little bit. Bum bum. In sort of the closest we're going to get to a haunted doll named after our show, Bum Bum.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought that you had just sort of said like a fun little onomatopoetic sort of like a drum leading us into the bit.
Yeah,
it's called Bum Bum.
I thought it was a new sound, like bum bum bum, like that.
This one's called Bum Bum.
Okay, is this Tom Green's haunted doll or what's up?
No, he's Bum Bum, the haunted clown doll vessel, super freaky. And I have actually, before I get into this, I do want to ask you guys, there's 9 bids. There's 26 minutes left.
What's the highest
bid? What do you think? $17.50.
Oh, that's not bad.
Should I try to get in here?
Well, let's hear the descriptors. We have time to read. Give us the info.
We'll make a decision at the end. This is like we've turned this into a reality show.
Now we can play along at home.
Don't even. Bum Bum, the haunted clown doll vessel. You're purchasing a tangible doll.
Okay.
He is a 21-inch plush doll. Meet Bum Bum, the haunted clown doll.
Can I? We've done a lot of haunted dolls. Is this our first plush haunted doll? Usually they are like a porcelain.
Yeah, creepier. This one's pretty bad though. This one's pretty creepy. So Bum Bum is a haunted clown doll, and here's the description. I know this will sound so weird, but I can honestly not tell you where in the world this doll came from.
Okay.
Good start.
I have asked everyone that comes in and out of my house if they brought it and put it in my office as a joke, and everyone denies it. I bet you're fun. I bet you're a fun person to talk to. Excuse me. Do you have a second? I have a couple questions for you. I don't know how we got here. That's what it says.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Not how he got here. I don't know how we got here. Neither do I, Trisha. Neither do I. But I definitely want to get rid of him.
Okay.
I think he may have been passed around a lot.
Ew,
he is
God.
Not.
I don't enjoy that verbiage at all.
He is not in perfect condition, as you can see from the pics.
Take that, Bum Bum.
Someone has rode Bum Bum hard and put him down wet.
Yeah, Bum Bum has had what I would describe as a challenging life. Bum Bum is not in perfect condition. I have given him, or the spirit that resides in him, the name Bum Bum.
Because I hate him.
I named because I want to be murdered in my sleep. I named him that because in the middle of the night, I will hear a sort of chanting and a very low, weird voice saying bum, 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 and then laughter. So it fucking may be Tom Green, actually.
Yeah. This is like why our son's original name was Gah, just because that's the sound he liked to make, and that's how names do work sometimes.
Yeah.
Almost every morning when I come down into my office, he is on top of one of my other dolls.
Oh. Do you have any kids in your house, mayhaps?
He has also pushed things off the shelf and has made strange laughing sounds when I'm not in the room.
Well, you didn't call him haha, did you?
No. And also, made strange laughing sounds is maybe the wildest way of saying laughs.
Yep.
Like, we're just, okay, not an efficiency of language. I honestly don't think my other spirits like him very much.
Oh.
I just need to be honest about that.
Wait, hold on.
I honestly don't think my other spirits like him very much. I just need to be honest about that.
Finally.
Like, let me get this off my chest. Yeah, he seems like kind of a predator. I don't really enjoy Bum Bum, and I can see Trisha doesn't either. I'm guessing that if you had time to spend with him and figure out what the backstory of the spirit that resides in him is, then he probably would settle down and act better. Yeah, Trisha, it sounds like you're taking some pretty fucking big logical leaps to get this thing out of your house, huh?
I also love it in these haunted dolls when you can see where the seller remembered like they're trying to sell something. Where they're like, yeah, this doll real creepy. Do you want someone to buy this? You know, if you really took the time with Bum Bum, I bet he'd come around and be a great friend.
A great friend. At this time, I have too many dolls and cannot spend enough time with all of them. Oh, I hear that, though. I hear that. That's a tough scenario. Most of these dolls do not need so much attention, but for him to settle down, he will need it. Handle with care. And then it has a thing about
this,
you know,
is fake fucking bullshit.
This is fake bullshit. Yeah. Now here's what's up. $17.50. Let me go ahead and crank $20 down on it. And you all can tell me when to, okay, that was not high enough. I've been instantly outbid. I can do 24, 25, 26. What do y'all think?
I think you should do 26, because frankly, Cooper's birthday's coming up and
outbid.
Damn
it. Outbid.
30.
So wow. People, you think 30.
Don't let Bum Bum slip through your fingers.
Cut your losses, Juice.
30. No. I've been outbid again. I am driving up the price of this.
Yes.
This doll. $36? Yes. That's got it.
What are you gonna
do? Oh wait, I don't want it. Oh, no.
Well, it looks like we got ourselves a new
enough
mascot.
That was so fast.
It should be here before our show in Cincinnati.
Okay.
So I can throw it into the crowd, throw Bum Bum out there.
He'll love that.
Into the crowd. I'm just going to raise my maximum bid because now I really want him. 5,000. Your eBay just emailed me. Your bid's winning now, but watch out. For competition, for Bum Bum, the Haunted Cloud Doll Vessel, super freaky. He is super freaky. He's a nasty
nasty boy. And
the kind you don't take home to mother.
So I just raised that bid one more time. Now I feel comfortable. I just don't want to get an email during the show that's like, Bum Bum is gone. Yeah. And I have to interrupt the entire
show
to go.
How's the show going? Bum Bum died. you and your brother's telling fun jokes. You'll never see Bum Bum again.
I miss Bum Bum already.
Can you read the next question? It'll get the taste of Bum Bum.
I love that, Griff. I work at Dunkin' Donuts. They put donuts in parentheses. Have the strength of your convictions. You're just called Dunkin' now.
Yes.
and I have many customers that I see every day. One of my regulars is a guy, maybe late 20s, that smells really fucking good. Every time he walks in, the whole store suddenly smells better. How do I compliment him on his good smell without it being weird? Could I at least ask him where slash how he got this good smell? That's from good smells in the Smoky Mountains. Ooh. I recently got a new cologne from a service that like kind of tells you what cologne would be good for you.
Interesting.
And I'm not going to fucking name them because they didn't pay. But like basically I did this. And the first day I put it on, I was signing my daughter in at school. And there were several parents gathered around. And one of the moms walked up and was like, somebody smells good. And this woman next to me has the fucking audacity. has the sheer gall to announce that it's probably her body splash. Oh, is it, Trisha?
Shit.
Is it probably your body splash?
She fucking sniped your stink, bruh.
Wow.
Is this, or is it the fucking heat I am bringing today with my new perfect stink? No, it's not you. It's not your body splash. It's my amazing aroma. The point of this is I knew that compliment was for me, and my ego dined off of it right. for the rest of the week, just feeling like a cool, good-smelling person.
I think, J-Man, I think that was a win-win scenario for you, because I think everyone knows it wasn't her, and everyone knows it was you. So not only did you smell great, she sounded bad.
Yeah, that's great. I would argue that if somebody walks into a room and changes the entire aroma dynamic of that chamber, it doesn't matter how good or bad that smell is. I think that smell right. is probably too assertive.
Especially a bakery.
A bakery has its own cologne. Well, are we calling Dunkin' a bakery?
I mean, it is a lowercase b bakery. There is stuff baked there.
Is that, do you know that to be true?
I don't think you do.
Now that you mention it, I assume so.
Something's baked there. I'm sure I've seen an oven.
Yeah.
For my sandwiches.
So let's just try a few things. Okay.
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 Hey, that smells good. Is that you?
Nope. Nope.
Why not?
I don't think you say that smells good.
Hey, what's that good smell? Is that you?
Said it. Hey, choice aroma.
Ooh, that's getting closer.
Why don't you just say that? Just say it, folks. YOLO. Just tell somebody they smelled fucking good.
Okay, let me try something. What cologne are you wearing? It smells great.
Presumptuous.
Well, what is your scent?
That's bad. You obviously know that you've ramped into a bad sort of zone.
Tell me about your musk.
That's
enumerate your musk.
Let's play a fun game, and we'll see.
You've got a lot of great notes.
Let's try and say an innocuous thing in a terrible way, or a terrible thing in an innocuous way. Okay. I don't think either one is gonna get you there.
Okay, let me try. This is going to sound a little weird, but I would love to eat your smell.
Mm. Now, which one was that, Justin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So obviously don't say that.
Let me try this.
Is someone wearing perfume? Yummy! Is not going to get you there either.
No. Hey, I was just huffing what you're bringing, and I love it.
Hey, can you walk a little closer? I'd love to get another huff.
Ooh, I like that.
I think what we're hitting on is it is intensely personal to comment on another person's aroma, right?
Yeah, but...
It's intensely personal.
Unless they wouldn't put on an odor that waffable if they didn't want to get waffed.
I don't know that that checks out.
If you walk into a room and change the scent matrix of that room.
Right, which you shouldn't be doing.
You put on a scent hoping it would be detected by others.
Yeah.
I tell you this, sometimes I get ready in the morning. And I shower, and maybe I put on a little lotion afterwards, and I'm feeling very cute. And then I go to join my family, and my daughter says, you smell great. And that makes you feel nice.
Yeah, she's a child, though.
But here's what I'm saying. Maybe the problem is you do not have a previous relationship with this customer. Maybe you smell great needs to not be the first thing you say to them.
Yeah.
So you're saying you develop a relationship so you have a pretext for complimenting their smell.
Correct. That seems backwards to me.
It's more, that's weird.
I'm not saying you date for 6 months before you do it. I'm saying maybe it's not the first thing you say. Maybe it's like, hey, thanks for stopping by. It's good to see you again.
If I could get some people to co-sign my legislation mandating that the only smell people are allowed to put on their body is Old Spice's Pure Sport, the default smell for human beings, we wouldn't be running into that situation. We'd be working at Dunkin', and someone would come in and be like, who smells like Old Spice Pure Sport? And everybody will crane their necks. Why, that's me, because legally, the only smell you're allowed to have is Old Spice Pure Sport.
I have some challenging news here.
Nobody wants to get behind this with me.
I'm not giving fucking free plugs to anybody. It's 2020. I'm going to fill my life with laughter and love and fill my wallet with that fucking advertising dollar.
And get down to business.
And no, you can't. You shan't. You can't. I have a troubling alert. There's 13 minutes left in the race for Bum Bum, as I've come to think of it. And now... Bum Bum, I've been watching the bidding price creep steadily up to just refreshing the page, and it keeps jumping up by twos as someone tries to get to what my reserve is. And it's 66, 68, and now I've seen it go to 70, and now we're at 72, and they're just fucking chilling. And I'm so – somebody wants this fucking doll terribly.
And Justin, what's your reserve?
They want it terribly.
What's the reserve?
That's not the important thing. The important thing is that it's for the bit. That's huge. There's someone with a W at the beginning of their username, and they just bit. I'm looking at the history of this now. 60, 62, 65, 67, 69, nice, 71, and I'm still sitting pretty. And apparently at 71, they're like, that's too much for this. Here's the thing that is tripping me out about this that I want to talk about right now. If you're going to bid $71 for a very bad doll, you believe that it is haunted with a ghost, correct?
Right.
You must on some level, unless you're doing a competing podcast, let's rule that out. You must on some level believe this is a doll with a ghost inside it, right?
Yeah.
So what is it in your psyche where you're like, I'll buy a ghost for $71, but I'm not going to buy a ghost for $73. That's too much.
Well, Justin, I'll tell you, I've been doing a lot of budgeting, and I think the problem is we're only halfway through the month, and they're worried that they're going to use up all of their haunted toy budget early on in the month, and then at the end of the month, they're going to see something they really want for $73.
Yeah.
And oh no. They don't have it left in the budget.
Relatable.
Speaking of budgets, let's go to the money zone.
Yeah, I'm going to need to go to the money zone after I just raise this fucking reserve again.
Going to brush those teeth. Now, let's talk, because I was excited about mine.
Okay, what was yours? Because it's probably better than mine.
Going to brush those teeth with Quip. So that's like saying, that's like me planting my flag in the ground. Like, hey, everybody. Oh,
okay. Can I try mine?
Yeah, sure.
You got to quip it. Quip it good.
Ah, shit. That's pretty good.
I feel like they were both good. You take this then.
Sounds like Justin wants to get a hand on the ball.
Justin, you want to?
I put my hand up on your hip. When I quip, you quip, we quip.
It's pretty good.
Fuck. Is that? I think that's the end of the ad. Thanks, Quip.
Quip.
Quip, it's tooth.
Quip, it's tooth is pretty fucking good, man.
I quip my hair back and forth. I quip my hair
back. I quip my hair back and forth. These people make toothbrushes.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
What?
In this day and age?
The audacity.
These are toothbrushes with electricity in it. That's right. The stuff from lightning. And they...
ride the lightning.
You do it for 2 minutes. It's got sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses.
Are there tiny people in there who are shaking the toothbrush? We don't know. Isn't back yet.
Is the electricity hurting the little toothbrush people? Probably. But your teeth are going to be so clean, your mouth so fresh. Go to getquip.com/mybrother right now. Get your first refill for free. That's a new...
Stand in defiance of God and hold electricity in your hand and let it touch your teeth.
Quip is the Prometheus of toothbrushing.
You will harness the power of the cosmos. Go to getquip.com/mybrother. And that's Quip. That is the Good Habits Company.
Hold on just one second. I need to email Max Fun and just figure out when we're going to reschedule this ad that we're going to have to make up for Quip. If you just give me a second. Oh, you know what? I don't have to email him. I could send a letter because sending a letter can be as easy as sending an email when you can do it at home.
Fuck off.
With stamps.com.
What?
You know, it could be if you got a busy day ahead of you and maybe you don't have time to get to the post office. Well, good news. You can do the stamps for yourself.
Everybody do the stamps.
With stamps.com, you can save 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. That kind of savings really adds up, especially for small businesses. If there's a business listening to this, hello.
Hi, business.
Hi, business. You sentient weirdo. Why are you listening to podcasts? Get back to earning capital. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, that's impossible. You can't be a small office and a person listening to a podcast. It doesn't make sense.
It's that small an office, Justin. The office is inside one person.
You don't need me for this. It's a computer that lets you print stamps, okay?
Oh, no, don't give it away.
A lot of businesses use it. Stamps.com. It's a website that does stamp. Right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment, except the commitment of telling people it's not for drugs every time they see it at your house. That is a commitment you are making. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my brother. That's stamps.com. Enter my brother.
Hey, everyone. It's I, John Hodgman of the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
And I, Elliot Kalin of the Flophouse podcast.
And we've made a whole new podcast, a 12-episode special mini-series called iPodius, in which we recap, discuss, and explore the very famous 1976 BBC miniseries about ancient Rome called I, Claudius. We've got incredible guests such as Gillian Jacobs, Paul F. Tompkins, as well as star of I, Claudius, Sir Patrick Stewart. And his son, non-Sir Daniel Stewart.
Don't worry, Dan, you'll get there someday.
iPodius is the name of the show. Every week from MaximumFun.org for only 12 weeks. Get them at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Reach what? For the stars.
Oh, okay.
All right, I got scared there for a minute.
No, it's the only one of my bits that's any fun. Reach for the stars. I'm going to give you reviews from the service Amazon. I'm going to tell you the number of stars in the review, and you're going to try to guess the product.
Okay.
Now, this is 1 out of 5 stars. The subject line is dirty and looked used. I bought this as a gift for a friend. She liked the thought, but when she opened it from the shipping package, it was dirty, sticky, and looked gross. I wish I had opened it first, because I would maybe have been able to clean it up and make it look new.
Hmm. See, I was gonna say some sort of funny prop, like a fake. Well, hold on. I feel like my best bet here is to always lead with fake poopy of some kind. So I'll start with that.
I will say, along that vein, you are in the right ballpark. These are all gag gifts.
Okay. I'm just saying, this bit's going to get awfully easy if it's always fake poopy or throw up or pee.
It's not always going to be fake poopy or throw up. Okay. They're just, the reviews for them are so good.
X-ray specs.
Oh, good guess. Okay, this next one, there's another 1 out of 5 stars. Subject line, not cute. I bought this for a gag gift, but it wasn't funny. It was just ugly.
Hmm. Maybe like a nasty face. Like a mask that makes your face look like a nasty face.
Fake teeth, like funny fake teeth.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Okay, one more. 1 out of 5 stars. Hollow plastic, not durable. Got it for a gag gift for the wife. Knocked it off the counter before ever using it, and it broke. The plastic is hollow and is not durable for drops and use. With wine, things will be dropped, eventually.
Okay. Is it a giant novelty wine glass?
No.
Damn.
It's a wine glass, but it's kind of supposed to be a wiener.
Oh, so close, Griffin. It is the Sir Perky novelty bottle stopper, where the stopper is his penis.
Shit. So it's like a guy, but his dick's out, and he fucks your wine to keep it fresh?
Correct.
So someone got that, and they're like, this isn't cute. I don't know what I was doing.
Now,
this isn't cute.
This next product, I normally tend to stick to the 1-star reviews or the 5-star reviews, but I found a new plethora of fun in the 3 out of 5-star reviews. The nice middle of the road. This is 3 out of 5 stars. Not sure how good it is going to be.
What? Is that it?
Yep.
3 stars, not sure how good it is going to be.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is a kind of preemptive review.
Right.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing I could use.
A preview, yeah. If you will.
This one's another 3 out of 5 stars. Subject line, nah. And the text is, nah.
You know we can't guess it from these clues.
Oh, I know. Don't worry. I've got one at the end here, but here's another one. This is another 3 out of 5. Subject line, fair. The text, not a bad product. So kind of the perfect 3 out of 5-star review. It's not bad.
That's like life minutes you don't get back. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I sort of like this. Okay, I'm going to go let everyone know. I'm going to go spread the word.
Now, this one I think is going to give it away. This is a 4 out of 5-star. Bought this, and it's going to give it away because it says what it is in the review. But I like the direction the end of the review takes. Bought this for a random gift exchange with friends. Cute, easy to use, held up well over multiple uses in the microwave, and enjoyable for most people who love s'mores, even when not camping or near a fire. Otherwise unnecessary. Just use a plate on top of the s'more on top of another plate, so prevent the marshmallow from pumping up too much rather than melting properly.
Is this a microwavable s'more maker?
That is correct. But this person just chose to undermine the whole industry by giving away the secret of just use another plate on top of it.
Yeah, wait a minute. You don't need this. No one needs this. Wait a minute. What am I doing? What are any of us doing? How about another question?
Yeah, how about a Yahoo, actually?
Whoa.
Sure.
I have a hole in the armpit of my sweater that I've just found. And
Is this the Yahoo? Yeah.
No, this is just like my day.
I got him, by the way. I didn't want anybody to
worry. Yeah, Bum Bum.
I got him.
Good.
Cincinnati, Bum Bum is coming for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is my home where I live.
Yeah, well, now Bum Bum moves there too, because I'm gonna hide him somewhere in the rafters.
Oh, Jesus.
Of the city. Are you ripping your shirt open like the Hulk? What did you do?
Did you just live on camera destroy your shirt?
Griffin has now. boy, I'm glad I'm recording this call. Griffin has now ripped his shirt sleeve off. Has ripped his shirt sleeve off and is flexing for us.
Which one do you guys want? The bear barracuda here? Or this guy that's still in a big long sweater sleeve?
What are my options again?
Why did you ruin your sweater just now?
What are my options again?
Do you want this guy? Who it could be, you know what you're going to get when you go through this door. This door, you don't know. Maybe it's weaker. It has to be weaker than this one because this one's fucking huge. But maybe it's not, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Griffin, I'm half intimidated right now.
Good. You should be. The sweater was already ruined. It had a huge hole in the armpit, and that's no good for me. Here's I gotta get this big, intimidating picture of Buzz Aldrin off my fucking screen. Okay, here's a Yahoo. This one was sent in by Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. It's by Yahoo Answers user Carol, who asks, as I turn my video off, would you like pine cones more if they were alive and could crawl around?
Huh. You know, okay, I have been looking for a way to like pine cones more.
Yeah, I don't dislike pine cones, but I certainly wouldn't say, like, if we were walking through a pine forest, mm-hmm. somebody pointed at one of these little spiky bastards on the ground and said, do you like that? I think I would probably say, like, yeah, it's fine.
I'm pretty,
it's okay.
Yeah. Now, smear one in peanut butter, roll it in birdseed, hang it up on my porch. I love the thing.
Who's that been for? I've done that before, I think. I did that at like a church camp almost certainly at some point. But like, even when I was doing it, I was like, who's this for? Like, is a deer going to come eat this?
What's for birdies.
It's for birds.
Oh, do birds like peanut butter? That's wild.
I think the peanut butter is just a means of conveyance for the birdseed treat.
Right.
We had a bird feeder out back of the house, and we had to get a little ladder, and we filled it up, right?
Was the little ladder for the birds, Justin? Because they have wings.
These fucking birds ate it in 24 hours. So then it was just like, I had this moment where I was like, I'm not going to fill these guys are obviously starving. Uh-huh. And also, I'm not going to get into this fucking codependent relationship. Right. Where I am like every 24 hours getting out the ladder to go feed these birds. And before you tweet at me, yeah, it might have been squirrels. I don't monitor it, okay?
They're the same to Justin. It's the same outdoors animal to Justin, essentially.
Here's the problem. This is the problem with bird feeders in general. And I'm sorry to get up on my soapbox again about this, but I am providing food. Well, right. One of the top three most important things for living beings. And I get maybe they're helping with, I don't know, pollination or bugs or whatever, but I don't notice that.
They don't bring your newspaper. They don't pick up your newspaper and fly it in. They certainly aren't making you fucking dresses so that you can go to the ball. That's some bullshit.
And I've asked them.
Yeah, that's some bullshit Holly was trying to shove down our throats.
And here's the thing. I feed my kids. They do cool stuff. Yeah. I feed my dogs. They do cool stuff. Feed my cat. She sometimes lets me pet her. What's this bird bringing to the table? Then I'm going out there. I'm getting its seed.
Yeah, let's.
What do you want a bird to bring to a table, Travis? Like a scrap of hair, a small twig.
I read about birds who are bringing shiny rings and lost camera lenses and stuff back to people. Where's my army of birds?
So let's. I mean, I've had some time to think about it while you two have been talking a bunch of bullshit that doesn't mean anything. I think it'd be pretty badass if pine cones were just scuttling around.
What if they did it whenever you weren't looking?
That's a fun little Toy Story thing, but I think you know it would be better if they did it while I was looking, so I could see it and be delighted by it.
Yeah.
I do think, though, if you go to a Michael's and they have Kraft pine cones, mm-hmm. those shouldn't move around, because Michael's is a place of business. It's not the forest.
That is true. In 99.9% of cases, that is absolutely true.
But you know what would be fucking funny, guys?
What?
What, dude?
When like kids make little turkey, like craft turkeys out of pine cones. Would those move around too? You would never seen it?
Oh, that would be cool.
They use it like the body of the turkey because it looks like a turkey's body.
Oh, okay.
So it would be like crawling around and it would have sort of turkey paper stuff on it. I like that.
That would be great, but then why not just look at turkeys? What if the pine cones were turkey-sized?
What if, okay, here's a fun thing that Travis just said, and he didn't even know it, because that's not how his brain works. If pine cones could move around, but turkeys now could not.
So he just shifted it all one to the left.
Just to keep things fresh, I think we should probably do that every once in a while. Now, does that mean that eventually... human beings won't be able to move around anymore.
Yeah, and then, like in Wall-E. Wall-E sitting on scooters.
Well, no, it'll be more sort of just like, we can't move around anymore. Tulips can. And it's like, well, it's our turn to cycle out.
I just installed Pluto TV. I'm basically there right now.
Yep.
How am I supposed to get up? They're showing guts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Do you think if pine cones started to move around... then we would start eating more of them?
Huh.
Like
would they develop
a meat?
Sort of sinew and a meat?
Yeah. And an attitude that would make you feel kind of superior when eating them.
I mean, what we're saying is basically how Hedgehog did happen.
That is true.
Have you guys been imagining pineapples this whole time and you just not realize?
No.
What's a pineapple?
No, that's different.
No, you mean the fruit? Pineapple?
Travis, did you just forget the word pineapple?
You said it, bud.
Okay, but to be fair, you said it like it was two separate words, a pineapple as opposed to pineapple. Hey, guys, lean in. Yeah. What I've been picturing is like hermit crabs of the forest carrying them pine cones on their backs.
It's funnier to me, though, if it's just the pine cones.
Yeah, what you're describing, Travis, is sort of a natural phenomenon that could trigger Griffin, the video's back on accidentally. Accidentally, your video's back on, and I see you again.
And I can see a nipple. Yes. I can't see a nipple.
I could just see a nipple.
Like
if
you
could just
all the way down the side.
God, Griffin, somebody got a light dusting of cinnamon on your armpit, Griffin. You should try to get that seen too.
I got it out. I don't want to do this show anymore.
See, the problem is we did one Monday, and this is Wednesday, and we did one 2 days later, and here's the problem. Here's the fucking grand reveal, okay? Just, we didn't have a lot of good jokes saved up, and I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry, but it had some good jokes. Just go tweet about other episodes. If you didn't like this one, we'll do another one in a week, and you'll like it more, okay?
Yeah, the next one's gonna kick ass. Yeah,
that's what we have to tell ourselves after every recording. The next one is going to kick
ass.
Not
this one, though.
Hey, can I give everyone a little reward for sticking around?
Yeah.
We're going to announce our new tour dates.
Oh, well, shouldn't we have done that after a good one?
I think maybe. Yeah, let's not announce that.
We're going to be at the Orpheum Theater in Boston, Massachusetts, April 1st with My Brother and Me and Sawbones. And then April 2nd with the Adventure Zone. And then on April 3rd, we're going to be at the Grand Theater at Foxwoods in Manshantucket, Connecticut with My Brother and Me and Sawbones. Then, like, believe it or not, 3 weeks later, we're going to be in Baltimore on April 22nd at the Hippodrome with My Brother and Me and Sawbones. And the 23rd with the Adventure Zone, and then on April 24th in Norfolk, Virginia, at the Chrysler Theater with My Brother and Me, and Sawbones. So that's a lot of April shows, and they bring May shows.
May shows, yes. May shows. May will probably have some shows as well.
Yes.
So,
and also, just so I know, we're really excited to see everybody on the Joko Cruise. That's not a thing you need to buy tickets for or whatever. I'm just excited about it.
That's a thing you can't buy tickets for, yeah. One might even say.
I don't even know why we're talking about it right now.
I'm just so excited. We are going to need questions for that, by the way. If you're going to be on the Joko Cruise and you would like us to do questions, we're doing two of these bad boys on there, so you can go ahead and start emailing those in. Joko Cruise questions.
Is that the email address?
No, just in the subject line. If you know, like, if you're in the red group or the gold group, let us know.
So, thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Max Fun Drive's coming up soon. We got a fun bonus episode ready for everybody that we all had just a squealing good time on, I would say. And thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. You can find a link to that online.
You can find a link to that in your pocket.
You can find that song for sale. You can find that song for sale.
This is the end of the episode.
Yep. Yes.
I do have a final Yahoo. This one.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Mother.
Sorry, there is one more thing. If you're listening to this on Monday, the 17th, we still have a couple days before the Cincinnati shows. Go to McRoy.family, click on tours. We're going to be at the Taft Theater with My Brother and Me on February 19th. And on February 20th, we're doing the Adventure Zone. I assume Sawbones is performing on Monday, or on the 19th as well. So go get those tickets and check out all the merch. McRoy.family, hugs and kisses, Travis.
All right. Here comes the final Yahoo.
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Adrian Cowles. Thank you, Adrian. It's Yahoo Answers user Disco Stew asks, is it me or is the purge totally implausible?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been My Brother, Me, Kiss Your Dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Hey, you've reached Dr. Game Show. Leave your message after the beep.
Dr. Game Show is my favorite podcast and the only podcast my parents let me listen to because I'm 12. But even old people love this show. Basically, you call in, play games, and have fun. If you win a game, a baby will send you a magnet in the mail. I have so many magnets and put them all over my locker, and pretty much everyone at school is jealous because they are very cool custom magnets, and it also means that I'm really good at winning games. And they even let me practice my record live on the air. Listening to this show is like going to a real doctor, but pretty much kind of better. Dr. Game Show rocks.
Listen to Dr. Game Show on Maximum Fun. New episodes every other Wednesday.